And we scrub with it. We'd wash with it and make soap out of it.
Make soap out of it?
Mm-hmm, out of it. Those ashes. Mm-hmm. But as time roll on, you learn how to make soap out of concentrated lye, you know, they call it, because I make it myself. And you could make it out of cold soap and still had to cook it like it used to back there in those days, you know. Put it in a pot and cook it. Oh. It would never get hot. It'd be soft. And you had to pour it up in some sort of container. Mm-hmm. But as it went on, you could make it just... Get you a can of lye to about three or four pounds of grease.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And put it in there and make it cold. And when it get cold, you just cut it out and bars. We learned how to do that and after we quit using so many ashes, you know, making our own lye.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, back then I was growing up, you didn't know nothing about no rugs down on your floors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hope people were able to buy all that stuff. And we take this lye and screw up our wood floor and have it so pretty and bright.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh, that's what we did. So we had to clean out money your house. Well, at least we did ours.
Uh-huh, clean out.
Your house would be kind of high. You'd get up under there and clean it out, pick up all the can and things, keep everything nice and clean around there. You strip out money of the house like you did in your house.
Yes.
And all around your yard and everything.
What did you sweep it with?
Well, we went too far. Cane, we get canes and tie those together. Big bunch of canes, you just pull on this sweep good with that. Outdoors, you know, mm-hmm. like that. And sweep your yard off, and pick up everything. And we just clean up under your house, it was in there.
How about inside the house? What were they sweep with?
Brooms like you do now.
Just like we do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, you mentioned that they use grease in this soap. Would that make your hands feel greasy if you used it?
No, the grease is what you made the soap out of, understand?
I see.
You made the soap out of grease.
And even with the grease, it just seems like still it would feel greasy, it didn't?
No, that lye cut that out. I got a piece of...
Oh, good.
They had to cook that like you're cooking beans or something.
Oh, they
until it got thick. And then it was made, but it didn't ever get hard like that.
Oh, it never did get hard?
No,
like
not
that.
Like that.
Oh, it stayed.
Oh, yeah, it stays
soft. This feels just like ordinary
soap. And then, you know, when coming along then, when I got up in age myself, mm-hmm. then you learn how to make soap like that.
Like this.
I made that along with my sucking bunch of children,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I learned how to make soap like mm-hmm. that. And just get this Maywar lye,
mm-hmm.
and that's where you make it. But see, back then, those days, when I was growing up, we made our own lye.
And you made your own lye with the ashes.
With those ashes. Pour water in there. Mm-hmm. Kept someone under there. And water leaked down in, you know, in that container.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where we scrub. That's where we wash. And that's the way we made soap.
Uh-huh.
All the soap, old towel and stuff that we'd have off our hogs, you know, guts mm-hmm. and things like that. You skin the fat off of the guts of the hog, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like you cook. And have grease on to cut from your beef. We had, you know, killer beef. Mm-hmm. But we always dried that out and smoke out.
Mm-hmm.
And you take that grease and put it up. And when you get ready to make that soap, you melt all this grease together
mm-hmm.
and then strain it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're ready to make your soap.
Mm-hmm.
And you get this lye, what I was telling you about.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in there and stir it up. Boy, there goes my pots out there. And I got one of them great big old, you know, 30-gallon wash pots. And you make your soap in that. That's where he made soap.
Mm-hmm.
Back there in those days. That's way back there, though.
That was way back.
Yeah, that was way back, because that's when I was growing up.
Uh-huh. When you lived in Osceola, did your mother do that?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She did.
What did she know? When y'all were living in town, what did your mother do?
Well, she worked around for Dr. Howell at that time. When she was there in the town, she cooked for him.
Because
after she married, well, she moved out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we remained.
And then you make the soap in the same way out in the country.
Oh yeah.
Just the